Hello, 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 hello. Okay, there we go. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Make It Sound Fiction. This is episode 32, and we are the podcast that every week picks apart pop culture and media that we like. No take backs. I'm your host, Nico, and I'm joined here by my co-host,
Tyler.
And we have a very special episode for everybody today. We're going to be talking about shooters, video games, and the two that seem to be kind of the contentious topic of the week, because there's a new kid in town called Apex Legends, and everybody for some fucking reason seems to want to compare it to Overwatch, despite the two of them being different games. Tyler, how do we feel about this?
The reason they're comparing it is because there's heroes, not classes. Like, there's characters with names and backstories that have specific abilities that are just like the heroes in Overwatch.
Yeah.
So, obviously that's why people are doing it. But the genre is so different that it doesn't work as well.
Yeah. Apex Legends,
the comparison doesn't work as well.
Is a battle royale, I think, with bells and whistles, versus Overwatch being a team based objective first person shooter. They both are first person, obviously, but a battle royale is very different from a team based, a team objective based competitive game. I think they sort of have different DNA and kind of different rule sets, which is, I think, my big sticking point.
Yeah.
But
I think, because when you have hero abilities and stuff in an objective shooter with like a smaller map and six people on each team versus three people squads, it's just very, very different, especially when the abilities in Apex Legends are like, I go invisible for a second and then pop out or whatever, where there's a resurrection ability in Overwatch, right? Like, or like there's an ability like D.Va's bomb that you would never have that in a BR game. You never have a bomb like that.
Yeah. Clearly, I think Apex Legends wanted to borrow from some of the success of like competitive shooters diversifying a bit. Like, I think that the, like, they're called like legends, I guess.
Yeah.
Them having distinct abilities and like a look and a personality very much feels like that's borrowed from Overwatch. So I get where those comparisons start, like you said.
Yeah. The most recent Call of Duties also did the same thing where it's like the class is a character.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense.
I don't know, but that was after Overwatch. So
It feels like Overwatch kind of really did something innovative in that respect. Because the other battle royales, like PUBG.
I guess for shooters, because MOBAs.
Shooters. MOBAs. That's where Overwatch originally innovated, is they took mechanics that were pretty core to things like MMOs and MOBAs and distilled them into, like, the first person shooter bottle. But then battle royales kind of came along and sort of, you were just an every person.
So like, cause it's PUBG, all equal, because
it's just,
it's all about the loot. You
it's
pick
all
up
about
and
the loot,
the positioning and teamwork and stuff.
Yeah. So we had PUBG, we have Fortnite, and now we have Apex Legends. I mean, you could also Call of Duty Blackout, well.
And Blackout is the one that does have abilities.
Yes, yeah.
So
it feels like Apex Legends, I mean, if we're talking about games, Apex Legends is definitely of that lineage versus Overwatch, which is why I think those comparisons are kind of silly. I mean, Apex Legends is very much borrowing from Overwatch, but it's obviously got a lineage of other battle royales.
Yeah, especially since all the developers at Respawn, a lot of them are from the original Call of Duty 4 team, which is Duty 4 sort of shaped.
That makes a lot of sense.
Multiplayer shooters. So
yeah, and we should also note that Apex Legends is by Respawn and takes
place
in the Titanfall universe. It's a Titanfall battle royale. I mean, let's brass tacks.
There's no mechs or anything, but it's the same world.
And it has some of the kind of fast dynamic feel to it. It's got
sliding.
I mean, having both of us having played it, I definitely feel like it's a battle royale that I like a tiny bit better than maybe PUBG or Fortnite or whatever.
I haven't played Fortnite, but just kind of
overall. The bells and whistles, the look, the sliding, things like that. So the movement.
I mean, I like the look of Fortnite more.
Yeah, yeah.
Honestly, I like the aesthetics because it's like, I like the skins and stuff, where the skins and stuff in this, and skins are big for me. The skins in this game are like, here's a character's armor that is like, it has hearts on it now. It's not like this character now just looks like a vampire or something.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
yeah. Fortnite definitely is close to like Overwatch in that respect, where it's like a full complete like makeover, you know, just goofy, funny stuff, or badass stuff or whatever. But it's, I think the place where we kind of got stuck, because it has gotten so popular, like Respawn dropped it on a Monday with like a big stream event with like a lot of like you know, known Twitch influencers, streamers, you know, big names in that regard, but no marketing, like almost no marketing for the game. And it just,
I know some people that play console games and they don't even know what it is because it's like they don't watch streams, so it's though it's free on consoles too, it's like they're just like, wait, what is Apex Legends?
Yeah. But it's gone over like gangbusters in at least the circles,
despite some people not knowing what it is still.
Yeah, it's free to play, so if you want to just try it, you just go to Origin and just get it.
Yeah, or it's on both of the Xbox or PSN, the stores. Yeah. It's like it's got a big front page on there though too. Like I went on my PlayStation because I was still playing like Kingdom Hearts 3, and it's like Apex Legends, huge new splash art, you know. But
go ahead.
Oh, I just think it's interesting that it was successful for just dropping it. But I guess it doesn't. I mean, I guess if you have a bunch of streamers, I mean, they had like Ninja playing it and stuff like that, so you're gonna have people wanting to know what it is, and if it's free to play, just go download it. So,
and battle royales are very popular, and this feels like a battle royale that's accessible to maybe a slightly different audience than say Fortnite.
Well, I think because it's got the three people squads,
yeah,
you know, so it's like there's always going to be a group. It's not solo, and then you also have the pings, the like being able to look around in the environment and say like, look at this thing, or like mark items like gear and stuff like that, which everybody's been talking about how like, you know, you don't have to do as much voice communication.
It does some different things for sure, and I think that appeals to either older gamers who haven't wanted to get into battle royales prior to now, or people that were already into battle royales like PUBG and Fortnite and wanted to get into something in the Titanfall universe, or already just like, you know, battle royale shooters, things like that. You know, people that already play PUBG or Blackout and just want to, you know, already like how this operates because it's got some interesting quality of life fixes or, you know, additions.
I think it's funny that this game, I just thought of this, is like, you know, it does stuff that Blackout does, but I forgot that Blackout you have to pay for.
Really?
Because it's attached to Call of Duty, so you got to buy it. I forgot about that. It's not free to play. I don't think it is. Pretty sure it's not. So
yeah,
that's interesting.
But at the heart of it, it's still a battle royale. Which is
It's still a game where a bunch of people drop into a map, and then you still have to pick up stuff, and then you have to fight each other, and
the last squad standing wins, basically.
Yeah.
Which is different than PUBG, because PUBG you can play as a squad or single or whatever size group you want, because I know there's like, and then, and that's also the case in a limited capacity with Fortnite, because I know there's like 50 versus 50 things
yeah,
that you can
do. That's a occasional event mode, but yeah.
But for right now with Apex, it's locked three person squads, and you can get matched up with random people in a squad if you queue solo, or you can like queue up with two other friends. But yeah, it's still the loop of a battle royale, which is where are we dropping, boys? And you get a gun.
But we don't need to explain all the abilities, but like just know that like, you know, they're abilities, but they're not
crucial.
I feel like they're like pathways to like eliminating other players, but not necessarily the way you're doing it. Even though like Bangalore does have like the like airstrike thing.
Yeah.
A lot of times when I've watched streams, at least, you sometimes do like finish people off with the airstrike, but a lot of times it's like it's a zoning thing.
Yeah.
Just to push people out of an area or into a building or whatever.
Yeah.
So it's not like Overwatch where like a feral ult will kill a bunch of people. You don't have that. You have ultimates, but the ultimates are good, but they're good in a BR game, which means
they're different.
They're supplementing the regular shooting. Yeah.
Yeah. That's,
which is not bad. It's just different. It's not Overwatch. It's not Overwatch.
Which is why the Overwatch comparisons don't really feel to hit the mark. It's like every character has like an E ability, so a short, like a lower cooldown ability.
Yeah.
And then an ultimate that is charged through ultimate generation items that you can find, or just over time, like Overwatch.
Yeah. It doesn't go up if you like shoot or anything. Because
I
don't actually know if that's
true
or not.
I cannot remember if that's the case. But the thing is, you're not often shooting at people a ton.
Right, but
so
I didn't know if there was like, if you know how like when you do fights and you win, you'll get more gear. I didn't know if it also charged your ult faster, you know, like in a way to help you.
I wouldn't be able to tell you, because I don't
know. I just didn't know if you heard that from somebody or because I don't know.
I don't know, honestly. It might, and that would actually make sense, because then if you're really good at it, your ult gens up real fast. But like, I was just getting my ult fast as like lifeline, because people would pass me like ultimate generation items, because ultimate and her E ability are really good for healing and that sort of thing. So, but yeah, there's like...
Which even that is interesting, right? Because in Overwatch, ultimates or have a set rate, and then they go up by when you deal damage. So they emphasize fighting a lot.
They emphasize
in this
fighting
game,
a lot.
You get packs to supplement, not like, well, I guess we don't know if it charges from fighting, but to like to get your ult, you have to get items. Like that's, or to get it faster.
Yeah.
So that's just very different. That's a very different philosophy.
Yeah, and you're not getting, unless you're really heading to where the action is, you're not getting into tons of fights and then walking away from them, unless you're very, very good. So it's kind of like a stop and start. And while all of the characters have their own unique abilities and they're pretty interesting, and there's like 8 legends so far, I think. 8?
Is there? I thought there was like 6.
It's either 6 or 8. I'm thinking of them on a grid on the mini screen.
I thought it was a pretty low number, but I know 8 is low, but like I thought it was just like 6. It could be 8.
Yeah,
though.
So it's like Lifeline, Bangalore, Bloodhound, the Poison Guy.
Pathfinder,
Bloodhound.
So 8 maybe?
It has
I think you
to
said
be.
Bloodhound.
Mirage. It is 8.
It's
Mirage.
8? Okay.
Yeah, Mirage.
The low number, yeah.
Poison
it's four,
Guy.
It's 4, 2 stacks of 4 on the selection screen. Then.
Yeah.
I was thinking 3, but I don't
know. Because there's 6.
2 of them are locked.
2 of them are locked unless you
That's
pay,
probably why.
You use
yeah.
money or build up currency. But anyway, despite the fact that all of them have abilities and they all have, you know, some level of, like, functionality in a fight or out of a fight, predominantly the game is still about that gear acquisition. It's still about being good at the shooting. And you can get by without using the abilities. Now, at high-level play, I suspect the abilities can really help you clutch it out. You can clutch out a fight that way. Because
they're positional a lot of the times. Like, Wraith with her ability to make a portal is like, I'm going to climb up on top of this building, put a portal here, a drop down onto the enemy, so that way if, like, we fight them close, and then everybody takes my portal up to the high ground.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? Like, a lot of high-level players that I've seen, like Shroud and stuff, play Wraith because she is kind of like Tracer, where it's, like, doesn't have, like, any, like, healing things or, like, any type of sort of, like, protection stuff, but definitely has the ability for, like, mobility, and that's important in games like that.
Yeah, same with Lifeline. Her
yeah.
little healing pack is really good for, like, keeping a couple of people alive if you get jumped or whatever, but, like, and the res shield. The res shield's, like, really good.
Yeah.
The interesting thing about it being a battle royale and predominantly being about shooting is the fact that resurrection is in the game. That's yeah. interesting to me. That's really, really fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Whether or not you get a resurrect off
yeah,
is
it's
another
thing.
It's hard
a whole
to do.
Thing.
It's hard to do because basically what happens is if you get downed, a person can like heal you and you can get back up or you die.
Yeah, which I guess that's in every, isn't that in PUBG
that's,
too?
Yeah,
like, that's just a normal
that's a normal thing
in a way.
But there's a resurrect where if you die, like if you get eliminated,
like after you've gotten downed.
Yeah, if you get eliminated after you've gotten downed, you have a set amount of time and a teammate, either a lifeline can resurrect you with a shield, or your teammate within a set amount of time can take a banner to a resurrection station and bring you back in that specific location. Which
oh,
makes...
so lifeline resurrects? I thought lifeline's resurrect was just a way to, like, a bigger shield for when you're bringing somebody up when they're down. It's a full on res.
Well then what's the resurrection stations for then?
Those are for bringing the tokens. That's the real res. Like that's the person is actually not playing the game anymore versus being
okay.
downed and moving around, moving a shield. I don't think. I mean, you played her, but like I thought that I didn't think a character could actually res. I thought Lifeline just had a bigger shield, like her had a shield when she's bringing somebody up from down from being a downed state.
And not so it's not actually a resurrection. The
so
resurrection.
It's not. I mean, it's kind of a res if you think about it, because the person's not able to like get up, and they're eventually going to die. Because you can't, like, there is a self-res because you can get a special shield, but...
But the full res is taking
the
banner. The
full res is just
taking,
any player. That's not an ability thing. It's just any player bringing a token to a respawn
station. The banner to a respawn
yeah.
station, which makes those highly contested areas if a team loses a player. You
yeah.
know that
and it's also one use per?
Yeah, I think so.
I didn't know that. So, like, if another... So, I saw a team, like, run with their token to one, and then it got used, and, like, crap, we have to find another one now, but the circle's closing.
Yeah.
By the way,
yeah.
there's a circle. It's a
yeah, there's
VR
still
game.
A circle. Still a battle royale, still a circle. Yeah. Although, I feel like, for some reason, the circle doesn't bother me as much as, say, PUBG, because the map is a lot smaller.
Yeah, map's smaller. And less people, too, at the moment.
Less people.
Also, everybody has, like, the sliding and stuff, so it's just fast.
You move.
You don't need
you
vehicles,
move.
Even though there's, like, rumors of vehicles coming. But
you motor pretty fast with
yeah.
sliding.
Also, there's even those things that you can, like, zip line up and then jetpack, like, redeploy, essentially.
Yeah, because also there's no
yeah.
fall damage either. There's no
yeah,
fall
there's no
damage.
Fall, yeah, because
yes.
that's a big... Yeah,
yeah, which is nice. So it's interesting. It's obviously a battle royale that complicates battle royales with the resurrection feature, which is, I find that really fascinating. I haven't been on a team that's managed to do that yet or
yeah.
cares about doing that.
It sucks, though. I wish you were right about Lifeline, because that would be interesting if she could resurrect a person from actually being dead.
Yeah, I thought that that's what she could do. No, she just brings them back up from
she just
being
gets
downed.
A shield, because everybody else has to do it like without a shield yeah. to try to bring somebody up and see you get shot at, where she gets a shield.
She gets a shield, which is really
yeah.
nice. I will say
that's
that.
Still
that is
good.
Really,
yeah.
It's still really good. It's still a good ability. And her ult is, like, defensive items that are really good as well, like armor, I think. So that's really nice. But
yeah.
It's still a game where the primary focus is shooting. And I guess that's one of the reasons why I think both of us have been finding the Overwatch versus Apex Legends comparisons to be so frustrating, I think.
Yeah. Some of these came up a little bit when Blackout came out, and I rolled my eyes because I think the thing that people want to say is just like, we're burnt out of Overwatch, so we found a game that is fun to play, and that's okay. But there's people saying like 10 things Overwatch should just take from Apex because that makes sense, because that would make Overwatch good again. And it's like, you just, these are different games. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Yeah.
Yeah. And the design, no matter how I feel about Overwatch and hero balance and things like that, Overwatch still has a tight design that works with how the game was meant to be played. And I mean that in that so many things about this game are still really good. Like, there's still the map sizes, the map design, the fact that ults and abilities were designed the way they were and work the way they do. Yeah, Zarya. 100% Zarya. Like, you know, like, hero design aside, when people are talking about porting things from Apex Legends, like pings, for example, that isn't going to work 100% in Overwatch because...
Yeah, they tried it in Overwatch.
The maps are small, so you don't necessarily... Like, it's not as much of a difficult thing to see where an enemy is because of the way that the maps are designed. Snipers have clear lines. You know where that sniper is sitting. Yeah, snipers
have
clear
lines. I mean, they have lines in Apex, but they're...
The distance
they did
can
a
be
lot
much farther.
Of work to make silhouettes readable, to make footsteps really loud and distinct, and the red lines of Widow shooting, you know, like...
The scale is so much smaller in Overwatch because the whole game is designed for that constant team interaction versus a battle royale. 100% you're using the terrain to get the jump on people. You're hiding, you're waiting, you're getting on high ground, you're with a sniper rifle. It's a lot more like hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait, hurry up and wait. Whereas Overwatch is designed in such a small way to force that engagement, to force that visual recognition, to force the skirmishes to happen constantly.
Because there's also a hotspot. There's an objective that people have to run to.
You always have to be heading towards the objective versus a battle royale map where the only area is
a circle, but
it's the circle forces engagement over a much slower time and in a much bigger area. What also forces engagement is hotspots for loot, resurrection stations, and that's about it. And it's a very it's very different because it's not... Objective stuff has to be strategic in a much different way than a battle royale.
Yeah, because it's designed. Like, the way that the payloads move through a map in a way that was designed and considered.
Yeah.
You know,
contesting a control point is much different than trying to figure out where that other last team is and like psyching them out and like shooting at them.
Yeah, it is a good play to kill yourself to contest a point in Overwatch.
It is not a good play to kill yourself in a battle royale because you're not coming really back.
I mean, I guess if you had some weird strategy, sure, but it's not usually a good play. Yeah,
that's the thing is you also will die and die and die and die again in one Overwatch game.
Yeah.
In a battle royale game, it's pretty much game over if
you
die.
You just restart the match.
You just
restart. To be fair, it's quick, but...
But it's not the same as playing a game where dying is not the end. Dying is
you
the
also
end
can't
in a battle
switch
royale.
Your hero, your legend.
Your legend.
I mean, I didn't think anybody thought that, but just if we're making the Overwatch comparison, you can't swap.
The legends aren't hard counters to each other. That is not a strategy.
Yeah, not like, crap, they have this, so I guess I'm bad. This pick is bad. That doesn't work.
Even though they do have a support legend, like Lifeline, you can have a 3-person squad that doesn't have a Lifeline on it. It's not like Overwatch
it's not
where...
Bad.
Yeah, where having support is sort of fundamental to the whole process, or sustain, or, you know, things like that.
Because that support's still got to shoot. It's not like a Mercy that has no ability to really do much damage in
Overwatch.
Because
her whole thing is
Lifeline
healing.
Lifeline can be the kill leader.
absolutely. And I have seen one. I have seen a kill leader that is a lifeline. Yeah. They still got to carry two guns. They still got to carry grenades. Yeah. They still, you know, like,
you still
have a damage tally, like, at the end of the, match.
Like, I think about it like a Mercy gameplay is like, I got to heal and I got to damage boost well and I got to stay alive. And, you know, a Lifeline's gameplay is like, I got to get those kills. Like, I got to stay alive, but like, and I got to help my team, but like, I got to kill the enemies to win this game.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no. If your teammates are shooting at somebody, you're also shooting at them.
Yeah, if you're just sitting there, like, trying to wait to heal, then you are not playing effectively.
Yeah, and also your one single heal isn't up all the time. So, yeah it's not like the,
but I just think of it as, like, your role is just drastically, your, like, thought process, your position in the game is so different.
Yeah. Because a battle royale fundamentally is different than a team-based objective shooter. Like, they're just two animals.
So when people go on Twitter and say, like, gosh, finally I have the Overwatch game I wanted to play, it's like, you didn't want to play Overwatch.
You didn't want to play Overwatch.
Yes, and that's okay, but, like, say that. Don't say that Apex is just a game that replaces it, like a patch.
Yeah.
Like, that doesn't work.
It's frustrating because I have a feeling that a lot of people do just want to play a battle royale. It's faster in some ways. It's maybe you have to think about it less. If you die, it's not that big of a deal versus, you know,
it meets mechanical skill more. It's more about shooting well, aiming well,
or learning how to shoot better. Yeah. It's versus like Overwatch, so much of it can be about like learning all these different heroes and learning all these different maps and learning how to work with your team and learning how to work with your team comp versus, you know, battle royale, stay out of the circle, stay alive, try and shoot people, use your abilities and get good gear and
aim well.
The fact that you don't have any gear loadouts in Overwatch is one of the reasons why I picked it up real fast, because
You don't even have to. Every character has certain weapons too. Like,
You just learn the abilities in Overwatch and learn how to use the abilities versus like Apex Legends. On top of the abilities, which by the way they don't really have a very extensive training ground, so learning the abilities is difficult. You also got to learn about what fucking guns do things, and what guns are good, and what armor's good.
I know that some people find Some people find that is like the game.
Is the game for them, but that also makes it very different from Overwatch. Like, loadouts are a whole other thing. And it's interesting because if we want to compare a game like TF2 used to not have loadouts. It was very similar to Overwatch. You just picked a character and you played that character and you swapped that character in the lobby if you wanted.
Yeah.
And you could just do that. You could just like, oh, gosh, our team doesn't have a medic. I can just play a medic. Or, oh, I'm just going to go pyro and sit around this corner and kill people or an engineer or whatever. And then they started introducing loadouts. And so it radically altered the game because then it became about, well, who has the best gear? Who has the best gun? Who
that
has the best
very
this?
Much money driven, that stuff. But Yeah, and I know it's not popular to talk about and I haven't played it for a while. But like, I mean, Paladins is the Overwatch game that is actually Overwatchy, you know, like has heroes, that has specific weapons, has ultimates, has abilities, is about objectives. Like, and I don't, and I'm not saying anybody should be playing that instead of Overwatch or instead of Apex, but it's just like, I just because something's popular and just because you want to play it doesn't mean you can directly compare it to the game you played last, Overwatch. I don't know. I guess, I don't know, this is weird because it feels like we're just complaining, I guess, about people being excited about a new game, but I guess I just feel like it's uncritical to just say, like, it's just better than Overwatch, which everybody is doing, it feels like, at least. Like, a lot of streamers are and stuff.
And I know that I don't take the words of streamers very seriously in a lot of ways, because a lot of them, times, they can just say things and they don't
really...
But the
problem is that...
They like, have such
Overwatch
an audience.
Does though.
Yeah, no, Overwatch does. But it's like,
you know, so
I know I would get run out of town on a rail if I said like this, you know, like if I said a popular single player game was exactly like this other different single player game. Like, what if I said like I'm trying to think like a good erroneous comparison, people would get angry. But yeah, because, like, some people like battle royales more than others, they, you know, and that this one battle royale borrowed some good ideas from Overwatch, they think that, like, one is automatically better than the other. It's like, no, they're two very different things. And I think you can have good experiences with both. You can like both games. You can like one game and not
and
the other.
And there is comparisons. There's totally comparisons there.
Yeah.
Like, that aren't related to, like, just it being better. You could be talking about, like, just the way heroes are designed and, like, what resurrection means in those games or whatever.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. But, no, for sure. It's just, I think the idea of, like, flatly, oh, this one's better, this one's worse, is, like, that's such a weird, reductive conversation to have. And the other elephant in the room, I think, for Apex Legends, quote unquote, versus Overwatch, is the hero design, and not just from abilities, but like a diversity standpoint, because Apex Legends debuted with two black women characters. There's like three
one
women
of them's
characters.
Like the Soldier 76 equivalent, and the other one's the support Lifeline.
Yeah, Lifeline.
Yeah.
There's three women characters out of eight, one being a robot that I don't know if that's gendered in any way, and then Bloodhound, who's non-binary.
Yeah.
And the fact, well, I mean, the fact that the cast of Legends has a non-binary character is also a big deal.
One of them is also gay. One of them,
yes,
men.
Gibraltar.
Gibraltar,
is gay in his like little blurry backstory on in the game and on the website. And so from the jump, I can see where those comparisons on that front would be made. In that,
I
feel like that's a little bit more of where I think you could.
I don't think
make
that's what anybody's saying usually when they're tweeting.
Oh, no, no, no. But I think that's a good conversation to have, especially because you recently wrote a piece about comparing how the story has worked with League of Legends versus Overwatch.
Yeah.
I think how the story works with Apex Legends versus Overwatch is also maybe a topic worth mining a little bit.
Yeah, I thought about that too. I was like, that's funny that I just wrote that, because I just think about Apex now. And not in a bad way. It's just like, here's another example.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
I mean, I think the two games do run into the same problem with like League of Legends and Overwatch, though, is that the games are not really about story for the most part.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, because like, you know, we said that character is gay. His boyfriend is not in the game.
Nope.
I don't think he talks about him in the game. Not that I know of,
at least. Not that I'm aware of. Yeah.
And the backstories, can you even read the backstories in the game? I'm not actually sure.
You know what? I
you can't in Overwatch. You can't read like the things on the site about the characters in Overwatch.
I might just actually open up Apex Legends while we're doing this. But it's, both games have story that is sort of tangential to the actual gameplay versus like,
I mean, there's characterization.
There's characterization, like barks and stuff like that.
Yeah,
in,
but I don't think you can look up a bio, but I'm not sure. But either way, it's on the site just like Overwatch, but like it just is very separated, because I think even the I think the same thing goes for Apex, where it's like there's no canon to the battle royale part. Like you are just
you're
nothing that happens in the game is happening in the
world.
You're
playing toy soldiers, basically.
Yeah,
you're just dropping, like, that squad has a lifeline, your squad has a lifeline.
Yeah,
you know, it doesn't actually matter. But it is interesting that the right out of the gate they have Legends, who have quite a few people of color. They have Gibraltar, while on also being gay, is also apparently, I think he is a Pacific Islander of some variety. I can't remember exactly.
I don't know
where he's supposed to be from.
I don't know, but I know that that is also true.
Two black women who also have different personalities and different play styles. Wraith.
Though I think one of them is like I mean, it's whatever because it's the fiction, but I think one of them is just from like space.
Oh, okay.
I think it's Bangalore. I'm not sure. Bangalore, like, she's not actually from like a real like country. She's just like from a space colony, but I'm not sure if that's true.
Yeah. Well, you know, but they also, so they have one canonical gay character who's also a man of color, two black women, a non-binary person in the game, which is also a big deal. So they're already kind of got a leg up in just that respect.
Yeah. Gosh, it makes Hammond and Wrecking Ball just look so stupid.
Right? Right?
Yeah. I mean, it already did. We had a podcast about that, but it's just like, you look at this game, and it's just like, yeah, these are what we got. And it's like, God, we got a white woman, the last like character.
Yeah, we got Ash.
It's rich.
Versus this game dropped, and it's got two black women that look completely different from each other. And are also like, you know, one is darker skin, one is lighter, like fairer skin, or like,
and their hair, you know, like their, is good too. Like
their hair texture is different. Yeah, like it's not just like stock black woman character. It's very two different. You know, the only thing that I think that, you know, I really, you know, I think that Apex Legends falls into in that respect that Overwatch also does as well is the body diversity is still not really quite there either. It you know, that's like my biggest quibble, I guess. Everybody's got you have some variation on like stockiness or height or whatever,
right?
But for
and
the
they
most
do
part,
a little bit because it's like, oh, these are like tanks, kind of
tanky character. Yeah, so they're like bigger, Gibraltar's but like, bigger, but like he's not.
They clearly are trying to keep a silhouette, I guess. But and I'm not saying that's good. I'm just saying
I wonder if that's because, like, and this is not a good excuse, but I wonder if it's because if you made a much bigger
character,
it would be easier to hit body.
Easier
mass.
To hit, And I think that, like, yes, that is not an excuse, but I think, like, if you were doing that, like think about Overwatch, like, Roadhog's a big character, but he has a lot of health, and he has a way to, you know, like, he has ways to make up for the fact that he's easier to hit, just like Wrecking Ball.
Yeah,
Wrecking Ball can have 1200 HP because he's a giant round ball. So, like, you can make a big character, but especially with a class game, a hero or hero based game, maybe give them like shield somehow, or, you know what I mean? Like, there's ways to mitigate that. Which they did a little bit. Like, some of the bigger characters, I think, are tankier, like, have more health, maybe.
Like, Gibraltar has a shield. He has an ability that puts a shield in front of him. Yeah.
So they do a little bit, but they could do way more. You know?
Yeah, and the body diversity with the women is a little bit less so, too. Bangalore has, like, is slightly more muscular, but, like, you know, for the most part, it's pretty.
But, it looks like if Wraith just stood up straight, she wouldn't be that different.
On the other hand, because I think they're going for a more realistic design and not as, like, sort of cartoony as Overwatch, you don't really get the women looking as sexualized, which is really interesting.
A lot of armor.
They just look tactically equipped, which is different than Overwatch.
There's no, like, exposed, like... midriffs and stuff.
No exposed midriffs, no cleavage. Yeah. They actually look like
And there's no skins that have that either yet.
Yeah. I mean, Lifeline has a little bit of midriff, but she's just like cute and fashionable. But like, it's not like Widowmaker with like spike heels and, you know.
Widowmaker's got armor.
Unzipped catsuit. So it is interesting. They definitely have an aesthetic that fits the world and fits the, like, they're definitely going into combat. And that's cool. But I think that's basically kind of where that comparison can kind of really be critically negotiated, because other than that, you're not dealing with the story in the game. You're only seeing it on the website. It definitely right out of the gate kind of like bashed Overwatch's chops of being like this like diverse game. You know, in that way. And that's great. I mean, I am all for 100% any game, even if there's no story attached, just making more space for
we're both like, heck,
genders.
Apex, maybe not for me.
Yeah, maybe not, like, you know? just I'm all for games like doing that stuff. Yeah. That's absolutely cool. But if we want to actually have a conversation about like, well, what does diversity in these games mean if we're speaking from a perspective of story? Because both Overwatch and Apex are not doing a ton with the story. Yeah. Overwatch should be and isn't, and Apex doesn't really
Overwatch
seem designed
to. Yeah,
Overwatch
has the tools to, too. Like, it has all the setup, too.
Yeah, you and...
know? Like, even the maps in Overwatch are canon places.
Yeah,
Apex.
Yeah,
you know.
Although, well, the canon of Apex's map is that it's actual story is that Apex Legends is technically like a sports competition. That's what it is. Yeah. They're like games. They're like the Hunger Games, basically. Which I think that's a really interesting construction, in as much that they basically gave you an in-universe reason to be running around and shooting at people, and I think that's really cool, actually. You know, like, everybody's got a reason for competing in these, like, Apex games, whether it's, like, money or fame or proving something to someone, and that's good, because then it gives you, like, a little bit of a fictional reason to be there. But that's kind of where it ends, and, you know, so it's really good to have that visual diversity, but for a story, as a story... I don't know if they're going to be introducing, like, you know, outside of the game experiences or stories or comics or whatever. So
I wouldn't be surprised, but yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised, but it'll be, you know, we'll kind of wait until that happens to kind of maybe talk about that more, because as of right now, like, the story is kind of non-existent, which, you know.
Yeah.
It's just, I think it's just been interesting and good to see a game basically thumb its nose a little bit at Overwatch just by, like, doing just a little bit more, you know? Like, it's not hard to put a black woman in character in a game. It's not hard to put a non-binary character.
Yeah, we've gotten, like, six new Overwatch heroes, right? Or I don't know how many, but yeah. So
they just went for it. They just went for having a gay character right out of the gate instead of making
it... I think, like, somebody... It's like somebody's non-binary that, like, works, like, or at least they have multiple non-binary people, I guess, that work on the game. But also, like, I don't know if that's not true about Overwatch, but I also know, like, I think there's a fair amount of, like, women that definitely worked on Apex too. So it's like, you know, having
but
a
they're
diverse...
also the thing is that I have a feeling that there are women and non-binary people on the Overwatch team.
Yeah, I would assume there is. Yeah,
the Respawn team is given the power to make those things happen in a priority in their game, so that it is they're out there from the jump. It's not hard. You can just do it.
It seems like they cared about it, where it seems like Overwatch is just like, I mean, yes, these are the people that work on the game, but we're just going to make the characters that we, you know, like, we're not going to think about that.
Well, I don't know if we can say that. I think there are probably lots of games where people do care about this stuff. They are just not let... They're just not able to do that by people higher up than them.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, which is kind of what I suspect is going on with Blizzard.
Yeah, you're right, because Respawn is independent.
Yeah,
I forgot, because it's published by EA. Like, it's on Origin, but they're not part of EA anymore.
Yeah,
they used to be.
They used to
be a partner, but I don't know if they're still a partner.
They're their own development.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess that's a good point. Yeah, it's like they actually can do what they want.
Yeah. That. Yeah. And that's, you know, it's interesting to just see that can happen if that's the case. You know, and it doesn't have to be that much. I would love it if it was more, but that's asking a lot of a Battle Royale game, I guess, at this point. So, I mean, like, I guess maybe kind of a good way to, like, round this discussion out is because I think we have played both games now. We've both played Apex a little bit. And we've talked about why we, you know, kind of find the discussions about Overwatch versus Apex Legends kind of frustrating. What's your feelings about Apex Legends right now, Tyler? Like, how do you feel about it? Like, just having played it a little bit. now.
Oh. I don't know. Like, I've watched a lot of it too. I don't know. I think it's interesting. I think I guess it's funny because I think it's interesting, but it doesn't push that hard.
Uh-huh.
Where I don't want to get completely into it, but I think that the Tetris game that came out this week that is a battle royale game pushes way harder against that genre.
Uh-huh.
Which, and I get that maybe it's not going to be it's obviously not going to be as popular probably as Apex, but
yeah.
I think that, like, if you can make a Tetris game that's battle royale, you could probably have Resurrect in your battle royale. You could have stronger character or like hero ability. Like, I don't know. Like, I think Apex is interesting as like a step, but I hope that either that it the game itself pushes harder. Like, I was just thinking earlier, like, what if you did have a Zarya character in Apex that like bubbled people? That'd be kind of interesting.
It would be interesting, but I think people who fundamentally like battle royales don't want the TTK to be that long in
I know,
an actual
but that's
fight.
The thing is, like, you can do that, I think, though. Maybe
you could.
Like,
no, I absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't. I think it's interesting because I think we're coming from a place where we really like team-based objective shooters versus battle royales.
Yeah.
And, yeah. So. That's
I like
been
the
struggle.
Ideas of Apex, but it's still a battle royale game,
yes.
So it's just not going to be for me. And it's like I'm struggling to accept that, but I think that, like, I guess I get a little disappointed with BR games because it does just feel like, gosh, like, stop complicating everything with shooters and just make it about shooting people. And then here's a game that it's like, well, what if it was a little bit complicated? And it's like, okay, but we already had Overwatch that took the bigger stance, and now we're like going backwards and being really excited about something that barely pushes it again, I guess, which I know it's a different genre, like we just said, but it's just like, I don't know. I want to see somebody do the Overwatch of VR games where it's just like, no, actually, like, we're going to really push this and see. Because you look at Overwatch really push it, and it's definitely backstepped a lot. Like, it stepped back on a lot of those bigger decisions, which is its whole thing that we've talked about before.
Yeah.
But even then, like you said, Overwatch still has really good things about it, even though it is a very different game than when it launched.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it is more of a shooter than it ever has been before. So.
Yeah.
I think that you could do the same thing again. I think we could have the same thing happen again. And it might be Blizzard. It might be somebody else.
Yeah.
Or it might be even, like I said, it might even be Apex. Like, maybe Apex will change and have a character that is like Zarya for some reason, you know, and maybe that is like a put off for some people that don't want to deal with like a TTK time to kill. But I don't know. I think Apex is really interesting. I want to see more because I'm personally not super thrilled about playing it, but I still wonder if it's just still a new game hype, you know. I still wonder if in like a month people are going to be like, yeah, Apex is still a BR game, so like, it's really cool and it's great that it has like a diverse cast and stuff, but also like, it doesn't push it that far.
Yeah
So I don't know,
that's kind of how I feel similarly. I don't think I'm ever going to be a battle royale person that loves battle royales because the shooting is really difficult for me. Having to learn guns and loadouts is really difficult for me. It's a lot of information. It's a lot of literally not doing anything because I'm not good at fighting yet. And I'm sure that all of this could really improve as I get better at battle royales. But I think
But even in Overwatch, you typically like to play stuff that doesn't put that much demand on your ability to just kill things.
Yeah,
right?
And that's what I was getting to, is that I don't want to play a game where a lot of the game is me waiting to die. Like, I like being able to help, which is why I've very much gravitated towards Lifeline, for sure. And she's a good character to learn on because you don't need to shoot as much. You just try to stay alive and help your teammates shoot people. But on the other hand, it's a battle royale. You got to be good at shooting people. And I feel like the core
your two
loop...
teammates die and your lifeline.
Yeah, you're just, you know, you're
you
not good
shoot.
At the game. You're going to... Or you could just get everybody killed by not being able to close a door. But it's... In Overwatch, I always feel like I can be doing something. And that's the enjoyment, is learning to use those abilities really well and learning that strategy and pulling off a clutch play and, like, getting our team onto the point and fighting it out. Whereas, like, so much of my battle royale experience is, like, hide somewhere, try to shoot somebody, try to stay alive, run around, and that gear up process, and then just to die. Like, getting really good gear and then just dying 3 seconds later because somebody's better at sniping.
And then just restarting and doing the whole thing over. Because gearing up is not, like, you know, 15 seconds of running out of spawn in Overwatch. It is minutes.
It's minutes. It's 15 minutes. Like, we definitely had a bunch of games where, like, we got number two because it was 15 minutes of gearing up and waiting and then dying to the number one team. Like, it's, and that's boring as shit.
Yeah, which, I, that's the thing, is, like, a lot of people don't think that's boring, and I guess I find it really boring.
I don't know. It boring, and I bet that battle royales are a lot more fun when you're somebody who's good at shooting, so you just take as many fights as you can and head into the fray, and you pulled off that clutch shot, or your team got the jump, or whatever. You know?
And Apex encourages that in a good way. That's also a way it's better, is like, hey, because you have abilities, so you can fight and get out of it maybe better than just shooting, but it's still battle royale.
Yeah,
because I thought it was interesting you said, like, I like the team stuff, because I think of Overwatch as, like, especially as somebody who's played a lot more DPS lately, it's like, if you are good at shooting, you can change fights, you can change the outcome of a lot of Overwatch games, especially now with the way the game is designed and the heroes have been introduced and the way damage is really high now and important. But you always have, like, that net of teamwork to fall back on.
Always
are saved by, like, okay, but we have a tank, our Zen has transcendence to save us from this grav, where, like, you always have that, but you also can just, like, pop off too. You can also kill four people, but you also can combo with your Zarya's Graviton as Hanzo, you know what I mean?
Like, and that's a good way to learn, and that's a good way to get new people into the game. Versus, like,
because not everybody's going to be, like, killing people as Widowmaker instantly, right?
No, absolutely not. But, like,
but you can mail to do a grav without a lot of skill.
Yeah, and the problem that I had with one of the earliest games of Apex that I played was our third teammate let the other two of us die and then didn't bother to pick up our banner. Yeah. And then just sat in a room and waited and did the, like, typical battle royale thing of, I'm just going to sit here and wait. As a Wraith, no less.
Wraith, you have an out ability as well.
Yeah, like, I just sat in a room and just waited for somebody to show up and then got into a fight with them and then died. Like,
That's not really Apex,
And it's just like, and I was like, okay, that was just a complete waste of my time. Like, I just felt like,
a lot of people leave when they just die with a rando. Because it gives you the option nicely, at least. But
It's just like, I just
Over. It's just over. You just lose and you restart again. Which I know that there's a reason why people like those games and why it's, like, fun to just, like, not win necessarily. But I guess I personally like the fact that, like, we lost a fight in Overwatch, we get a try again. Like, we can give it another shot. Different games, but I personally just like that. And I get why you, I think, I don't know. It's just weird. I feel like we're always struggling to accept that it just isn't a genre for us because everybody gets so excited. Like, everybody loves battle royale games.
That's the thing. That's the heart of this conversation, is everybody, not like everybody we know, but a good chunk of people that I know that I like playing games with, that I talk to, that I see on social media. It's that, like, FOMO thing of, like, I see everybody loving battle royale games. And as somebody who doesn't play a lot of single player games, because a lot of them are things that I don't like or get into, so, like, tactics games or JRPGs, I don't have that commonality with a ton of people. I play mostly team or multiplayer games now, and if people aren't into the multiplayer game that you're into, well, you're just shit out of luck and you're not in the conversation. And I just noticed that the multiplayer games that a lot of my friends gravitate to, that we could share experiences about, if it's not Overwatch, and that's still a very small group of people in my life now, they're all into battle royales. And I'm just like, I feel like dumb and broken, I guess. Like, I don't know.
I almost feel... you're older than me, but I feel old sometimes. Where it's like, I just don't know why anybody likes Fortnite. Like...
I if you feel old, I feel ancient.
I just feel like I'm playing a baby game, Overwatch. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
I think there's just something about our personalities that work really well with multiplayer games that have that high level of cooperation that isn't based on just shooting. And that's why I think that the fact that there's a lot of characters in Overwatch who shoot but not quite makes it so much more enjoyable for me.
Yeah. I also really fell in love with a lot of the characters in Overwatch, like just the characters.
The
so it's
characters,
like,
yeah.
I'm just really into playing as Ana or playing as Mercy or playing as like Genji or whatever, right? Like,
that's
I want to play those characters, yeah.
That's the thing. If any other team game comes out and has something even remotely close to a Mercy character in it, that's going to be a strong competitor for me to Overwatch, basically. But I have a feeling that that's never going to happen.
Apple just wants a white woman that heals.
Doesn't have to be a white woman. Just needs to heal. It could be a black woman. It could be, you know, whatever. Like, that I'm not sold on. You know, like, it doesn't have to be Mercy, but I love healing.
Mercy barely does that, so I just wonder, you know. I just don't think that's happening for you. I'm sorry. Like,
I know.
There's a game called League of Legends. I don't know if you've heard of that one, but...
Don't even get me started about why I don't play MOBAs. That is a whole conversation.
It is a level of that, though, where it's like, I hate clicking to move, so I don't like MOBAs, and it's like, I hate VR, so I don't like gearing up and then dying, so I don't know what to do about that.
Tyler, do you sometimes feel like we're just these two strange individuals that only like this really highly specific genre of game that only exists in one game? Like...
Yeah, and it makes sense, because before I played Overwatch, I had the same thing where I was like, I don't understand why people like Call of Duty so much. It's really stressful, and I'm just not really that good.
Yeah.
And I was just, and so whenever new multiplayer games would be like, oh my God, it's like Call of Duty, like when Titanfall came out, I was like, that looks cool. There's like mechs and stuff, so it's like different than Call of Duty, but you still shoot people. Like it, I played that beta for a while, and I was like, yeah, this is neat, but like it's still Call of Duty, so not for me. And then I found Overwatch, and I was like, oh my gosh, I found a game that I play for thousands of hours. And then now that it's like not as popular, or at least not as getting, not like, I guess, I don't know, the like, that feeling of like finding a new thing is sort of over, and there's other games now and everybody's into Battle Royale. It's like back to the same thing where it's like, oh, I don't really like that. I guess, I guess I don't have anything. I can't play that new thing or whatever.
Well, it's really interesting. I know that we've been so frustrated with Overwatch lately, but it really is interesting to end a conversation going, man, I just really love Overwatch sometimes, for me.
Yeah, in comparison, because it reminds you. You play Apex, and you're like, oh, dang. Like, I just died, and I don't get to respawn and come back out of spawn.
Yeah, or, oh, I don't get to heal people enough.
Yeah,
just
I don't
got
get to
jumped.
Heal people.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't switch to anything.
Oh, you know? I just picked up good gear and I just died in 3 seconds.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, like, I picked up good gear, I think. Is this a sniper rifle or is this a shotgun?
Oh, do I have enough ammo for this?
Yeah,
oh,
wait, yeah. What
I
type
don't...
of ammo does it take? Crap.
Oh,
there's no
I don't
ammo
know...
in Overwatch.
I don't know what this keybind does or, you know, stuff like that. Or, oh, I'm the jump master and I have no idea where we're
God,
going.
I was
the
jump master in my first game, by the way.
Oh, no.
I mean, it's not that stressful because you can, as long as you just don't go like in the where everybody else is going, I know, but like I totally was the jump master first, and I'm like I have never played a battle royale game, by the way, before I guess I played PUBG with
bit of PUBG,
but like I've really never played by myself, at least, so I was just like, I'm gonna drop here.
This is so bad because now it's just like kind of I'm just in this place again where I'm just in this indecision of like, do I want to keep trying Apex Legends because I'm burnt out on Overwatch, or do I want to play Overwatch and then just get annoyed? So I'm like in this place where I just don't play either game. I just sit here and think
I feel
about
like I'm just like hand
game.
On chin just watching people talk about Apex and then like not knowing what to play.
Exactly. I think that's where we kind of are. And
will be interesting. Honestly,
yeah. Honestly,
yeah.
Let's just go back.
There's some stuff in Minecraft that I still want to play with that is new. I want to make a house.
Oh, I want to make a tree house. Basically,
there's like flowers and stuff, and I don't know. There's a lot of good. You actually really need to like check out Minecraft again seriously.
I know, because yeah. I love building things.
Yeah,
that's like my favorite thing to do.
And it's really houses. Accessible. Like you could even do the creative mode, like it, you know, versus like House Flipper or something, right? Like
yeah,
totally. This is a different conversation. Sorry, yeah. But still,
I think that's probably a good place to end the episode for this week.
We're a Minecraft podcast now.
Yeah, where's the honestly Minecraft Minecraft.
I'm sure there's a podcast called Minecast or something.
Oh, absolutely, 100%, 100%. But if you have any thoughts, like, do you play battle royales? Do you play Overwatch? Yeah. Have you played Apex Legends? Like, what's your take on all of this? Are you just a Fortnite player?
Even
or whatever?
Like, why you like it? I think it's always interesting to hear why people like it.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
People who haven't liked other VR games, it's interesting to hear why they like Apex.
Yeah, if you like battle royale games specifically, write us an email at makeitsoundfiction@gmail.com and tell us why you like battle royales, because this would be really kind of an insightful conversation to have, to think about, you know, to kind of see what you guys feel about that.
You know, the emails are good too, but I think, you know, if it is easier for you, you can always just tweet at us too, you know, we'll read those too.
Yeah, at MISFcast on Twitter. Tyler, where can we find you on the internet?
At Tyler Culp on Twitter, TYLERCOLP. I'm also, I write for Blizzard Watch. I was thinking, like, what else do I do, honestly, if you think about it?
Honestly, I don't know what you do.
I write for BlizzardWatch.com. I also stream. I streamed Titanfall 2 earlier this week, which was fun, or I guess last week. And I don't know if I'll be going back immediately to that, but I'm streaming more different games and just like Overwatch, which is good. So that's on twitch.tv/blizzardwatch. You also stream for them, so there's that.
And you can find me at Twitter at Apple Cider Witch, on Twitch at BlizzardWatch. I also write for Fanbyte occasionally, and I also got quoted in a bunch of articles on like .esports and stuff this week, so it's crazy. But yeah, if you want to follow us, Twitter for the show is MISFcast. you can write us, again, questions at makeitsoundfictional@gmail.com. Also, if you like the show, please rate and review us on iTunes. Also, tell your friends, tell your family. Word of mouth is what helps us get us out there, you know, retweeting our show tweets, things like that. Also, our intro and outro music is done by the wonderful Maddie Myers, and you can find everything she does at MiddieMyers.net. That's MiddieMyers.net or Maddie Myers on Twitter. And we will see you next time.
Bye.